Hello, homies. We are halfway through our Homeopathy Awareness Week celebrations. If you've managed to keep up every day with listening to the testimonials, thank you so much. If you've just joined the party, be sure to check in on the first 3 days of testimonials as well. So we are celebrating the birthday of Samuel Hahnemann on the 10th of April with daily testimonials from homeopathy, home users, and homeopaths around the world. So I hope you've really enjoyed these. If you would like to contribute next year, please remember to subscribe to my newsletter. You can go to eugeniekruger.com, as we will send out a newsletter to let you know when the testimonials are due, or you can just pop into my Facebook group. So just check Homeopathy Hangout Podcast on Facebook, and I do also post in there when we are taking submissions for next year's testimonials, and then you can also have your voice on the show. Also come and join our Facebook group if you have ideas for new guests or you want to contribute or just continue the conversation. We have over 1,000 people in there now, I think about 1,200, and it's really beautiful. A lot of our guests are in the Facebook group as well, so it's often quite good if you've listened to an episode that you've really enjoyed and you can actually interact with our guests directly in the Facebook group and just ask your questions. So once again, if you would like to purchase any of our beautiful kits or make a booking with any of the homeopaths on my team, they see clients worldwide online. Just go to www.eugeniekruger.com. And if you would like to support the show, please visit buymeacoffee.com/hangout. Alrighty, let's get into it. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, it is Sarah here from Perth. How I discovered the beautiful Eugenie, I discovered her from a Facebook group about 3 years ago now, and I was lucky enough to be able to get in for a consult with Eugenie for myself and for my son. Eugenie has helped with so much. Like, I can't even begin to how I could put that in this little snippet. But being a single mom, she's helped me through depression, anxiety, panic, weight loss, the actual separation and energetically separating, physically separating, all those type of feels. She's also helped my son with the separation and his dad no longer living with us and stuff like that. We have done many detoxes. It has helped me open up my psychic clairs more. I use it for energetic protection and also all the usual cold, coughs, first aid, flus and COVID and high temperatures and all that sort of stuff as well. But also note there that I used to have real high anxiety around that sort of stuff, and I don't anymore, and that's all thanks to Eugenie and also myself, but a lot to do with homeopathy. We get consults, so I highly recommend getting consults. So we've had success treating my son's constipation, and his sort of, he just didn't really have that skill yet of knowing when he needs to poo, and so we've managed to treat that, and that's amazing, because when his dad and I separated, it was at the time that he was kind of learning that skill. And so separating and then moving from house to house for quite a while, he never felt comfortable in that house to poo, so then he would hold it, and then we've just recently sorted that out, which is amazing. And we're also on the way to hopefully he'll stop sucking his thumb in the near future. We've been working on that for a while. Our most recent consult was maybe 6 weeks ago, and we are due to see Eugenie on Tuesday. But our most recent consult, we went in, and Jager, he wanted to give up breastfeeding. So he's nearly six, and he was still having about 1 second at night time, and he would have the occasional night where he wouldn't want it, but it was mostly 1 second each night. And we went in, and Eugenie gave him a remedy for this transition in his life, going from breastfeeding to not breastfeeding. And about 2 weeks later, he's now stopped breastfeeding and, doesn't ask for it. But he also, you know, we've got a remedy for the grief and the sadness that we both feel. But he has just transitioned and transformed into this new version of himself where he doesn't have breast milk anymore. And this is still new to us, but it's really cool because he was really struggling with giving it up. He wanted to give it up, but he didn't want to give it up at the same time. I think he didn't want to let go of the relationship maybe or something, but the remedy has done wonders and amazing for him. So yeah, that was amazing. And for myself, my most recent consult was healing the masculine wounds, because I have done a lot of work on my feminine and actually bringing that feminine back into balance. And then it was time to heal the masculine. And the amount of wounds is not really a good word, but the amount of wounds that I had from a masculine and from a very, very young age, 3 weeks old, I actually had never felt safe in the presence of a masculine. So it's honestly changed my life, and I'm really, really excited for a future masculine. And it also has been very hard, but the remedies always for me, there's probably about a whole month where I'm the remedies have brought up all this stuff for me, and it's very hard, and it is a hard that I will always choose, because the version of myself that comes out of that period of time is a stronger, more wiser, just like a bigger version and a more authentic and real version of myself. So I will always choose to go through that hard just so that I can heal and grow. And that's a big yes from me. My advice would be to do the course as soon as possible. I used to put that off and put it off. And then once I did it, I was mind blown. And then book a consult for you as well as your children. So not just your children, because most of us don't prioritize ourselves. And yet we were brought up with emotionally unavailable parents, or, you know, our emotions were not prioritized as children. And we have all this stuff inside of us, and it needs to be released. And also, the generation and the pharmaceutical products and the vaccines and all of that sort of stuff that, you know, we did have as children, as steroids or antibiotics, all that sort of stuff can all be detoxed from. And that alone is the difference when you detox from that is amazing. Book a consult for you and your children. And also, use homeopathies for your dogs. We just got a new dog, and she has not been vaccinated or microchipped, and I have a dog kit, and I am immunizing her homeopathically. And it's amazing out there the amount of people that I'm finding are turning to homeopathy for their dogs as well, because why on earth would I use it for myself and my child and not my dog? That just does not make any sense. So thank you, Eugenie. You are amazing, and Jager and I love you. And we hope homeopathy gets to every single person in the whole entire world. Okay, bye.
Hello, I'm Jager. My favourite remedy is the bug bite remedy. And thanks for giving me it, because I had a bee sting a few days ago and it really helps the itch. Bye-bye.
My name is Alex, and I am an homeopath. I believe the body's ability to heal is greater than anyone has permitted you to believe. Every day I'm in awe with the gifts homeopathy brings. To those who claim it's placebo or otherwise, I have plenty of documented cases to demonstrate otherwise. There is nothing left to prove. Homeopathy has proven its gifts to the planet for over 200 years. Thank you, Dr. Hanman.
Hi, my name is Heidi Johnson, and I'm a South African now living in Australia. My homeopathy experience started from the minute I was born, My late grandmother was a homeopathic doctor in South Africa, and I grew up with homeopathy surrounding me. As with everything, the older we grow, we go our own ways. And after my grandmother passed away, our family obviously went to using allopathic medicine. And then when I became a mom in 2014, my daughter had a reaction to that, pulled us out over there. So we had a homeopath in South Africa, Professor Ashley Ross, who helped us out. My daughter had chronic constipation, and no one could help us. Her developmental delay was very, very delayed from cognitive ability. Her gross and fine motor skills were awesome, but we just had quite a delay in her development. And it was a single remedy that was given. And for 2 years, we had battled with this baby who could not pass a stool on her own. And after two doses of this remedy, all of a sudden her stomach was working and we started a healing journey. I then had a personal experience in 2016 where I reacted to an anesthetic, and it was homeopathy that brought me back from the edge there as well. And again, just a single dose of a remedy that helped me. We've had the same experience with my father as well. And more recently, in 2020, my daughter developed epilepsy, left temporal, no explanation as to why. And it was through using megapotency homeopathy, we actually met Jill Turland based in Australia, and she started treating my daughter, who 1,800 seizures later, where allopathic was not able to help us, and they were just trying to push meds at us, but with no explanation as to why or why anything was happening. We pushed on, and using diet and homeopathy, we're able to get on top of the seizures, and we haven't seen a single seizure since April 2022. Her EEGs come back all clear now. So for our family, homeopathy has been an absolute turnaround. I started studying homeopathy through the School of Health in 2020, but due to COVID and my daughter having got sick, my studies got a bit delayed. So now I managed to finish my first year eventually at the end of 2022, and will be signing up for my second year of my 4 years in July 2023. So all I can say is that for our family, homeopathy has always been there, and it's definitely not the last thing we refer to. I'm pleased to say my daughter's only ever had two antibiotics in her whole life. She's 9 years old. Homeopathy has done everything else for her, whether it's a snotty nose, constipation, broken bones, bruises, burns. Our favorite remedies in the house is arnica. We keep a lot of arnica around. Calendula and hypericum, amazing for a child who we love our soul for the sun, especially being in Australia where the sun's quite harsh on our skins and we're fair-skinned. It's an amazing remedy to have on hand. And yeah, it's just something that I just wish everyone else has the opportunity to experience, and to be able to keep the remedies on them, as having a home kit is an absolutely amazing gift to have. It's gentle on the system. So happy Homeopathy Week, and I look forward to hearing more of Eugenie's podcasts. I've listened to every single one of them. It's my companion when I'm doing long trips. So thank you very much for providing that for everyone and for getting the word out there. All the best. Bye.
Homeopathy has cured my narcolepsy. It's helped cured my acne, my eczema. It's helped with mood problems with my kids. It's my first go-to when we're having some kind of problem, whether it's ADHD or mood or physical. We've used it for canker sores and flus and everything from top to bottom. It is an incredible resource.
Kia ora from New Zealand. My name is Barbara and I am a homeopath, but I also use homeopathy a lot with my own family. Just this week, I had the opportunity to use it with my daughter, who was out picking feijoas, which is a fruit that is currently in season in New Zealand. She was stung by a wasp and came in with a lot of pain from the sting on her hand, crying and in a lot of distress. I first gave her Apis, which is the remedy made from the bee and has the redness, heat, swelling and stinging pains. However, it didn't really work, so I went to my kit and dug out Vespa, which is the remedy made from the wasp. Vespa has similar notes to keynotes to Apis, but it is a lot more intense. And she had about 3 doses over 20 minutes, and after that time, there was no more pain. The swelling had gone, and she just had a white mark where she had been stung by the wasp. The next day, you could barely see anything, and she had no lingering symptoms. So another example of homeopathy for the win. Love it. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm originally from South Australia, and I've discovered the remedies, as they're very common in Germany and other countries I've lived in Europe. They actually get prescribed by GPs and are available at standard pharmacies. I can't really choose a favourite remedy, but my first aid kit includes Nux Vomica or Apis. I think Otica Orans was one of the most impactful in my life because it allowed me to finally breastfeed my second child. And it, in total, I think it has empowered me as a mother, trusting my natural instincts. And I just believe it's one of the greatest gifts and have great results with my family and some of my dearest friends. And the other aspect, of course, with Eugenie and her team.
Hi, I'm Bree, and I live in Western Australia. I discovered homeopathy through my mum, and one of my favourite remedies would be calendula because it heals wounds so quickly and it's so easy to use. My testimony of how homeopathy has helped me is actually a story about my horse that I adopted. He suffered from an unknown illness where his back, ankles and legs were extremely swollen and sore. The vets didn't know what caused it, and their steroids, antibiotics, creams and colloidal silver socks did nothing for him. So I took on this horse and contacted an equine homeopath, who after taking his case prescribed Sirionim LM3 twice a day. And after 10 weeks, the swelling was gone and pain was gone. And he suffered with this condition for 2 years, so it was awesome and heartwarming when we finally got to the bottom of it. My advice to new homeopathy users is to be patient, don't lose hope. Once you find the right remedy, you'll never regret your decision. It takes time to be cured and healed. Don't give up.